Our story today is titled Birthday of a World. It is still early on the third day of creation week. There has been a very great earthquake. Land has been mysteriously risen out of the ocean. Islands of all sizes and shapes have appeared. Majestic mountains, rolling hills, and lovely beaches are to be seen where before was only sea. Yet there is something the matter. The land looks dark and barren, save for bright, glittering patches here and there, where precious metals lie on the surface. There is not a tree or a bush or a blade of grass anywhere. Surely God does not intend that anyone shall live in a place like this. Wait a minute. It is too soon to judge. Listen. God is speaking once more. The same wonderful voice which says, "Let there be light," now commands, "Let the earth bring forth grass, the herb yielding seed, and the fruit tree yielding fruit after his kind, whose seed is in itself upon the earth." Now look, what a transformation. Looking at those hills, they are barren no more. They have turned a vivid green. From one side to the other, they're covered with grass, bushes, trees. Look at the mountains. See those gorgeous pines, cedars, redwoods, reaching clear to the top of the highest peaks. And the fields, what beauty. Look at all the flowers, masses of them, of all kinds and colors. They look like a living carpet laid over the whole countryside. Buttercups and daisies, poppies and marigolds, bluebells and daffodils, hollyhocks and snapdragons, geraniums, orchids and begonias, roses and lilacs. How did God think of so many? And how marvelously he made them all, each with its own delicate design, its own special coloring and fragrance. And the earth brought forth grass, and herb yielding seed after his kind, and the tree yielding fruit, whose seed was in itself after his kind. And God saw that it was good. It must have been very, very good with God as the designer and maker of it all, and he so pleased with it. The Bible says that all things were created for his pleasure, and I like to think that he enjoyed himself making all these plants and flowers and trees, each one different from all the others, and then giving to all the power to reproduce each after his kind, through all time to come. God seems to have been specially interested in the trees yielding fruit, or as we would say, fruit trees. With what care he made the apple trees, the plum trees, the pear trees, the orange trees, the lemon trees, the avocado trees, and all the rest, each with its own choice fruit. And I think I can see him moving from one beautiful tree to another, perhaps even tasting the fruit and saying to himself, "He'll like this. I'm sure he will. And this and this." For God was not thinking of himself, but of someone else, someone who at the moment existed only in his mind, but who soon would be a real living being, someone to whom he was planning to give all this beauty and loveliness, all this wealth of treasure and delight, all the gold, silver, and precious stones that sparkled and glittered amid the grass and the flowers, all the bountiful provision of nuts, fruits, and grains, all the glory of this wonderful new world. All was for him, to make him happy, to cause him to turn with loving adoration and thankfulness to his Creator. The world was nearly ready for him. Nearly, but not quite. There were a few more things to be done. And the evening and the morning were the third day.